For our weekly segment with Grayson Grundhaver of Sikkim365.com.
All right, here we go. We'll have Mike Fisher at 4, Joe Green today at around 4:15. As we also will hear from Scott Drew and Kim Mulkey on games they have coming up this weekend. The men play Florida in Gainesville. The women host Texas Tech. All right, Grayson Grundhaver, Sikkim365.com. It's been a sight like us, busy as beavers, busy as bees, whatever you want to say it. It's been a crazy, almost 20 days or so since Matt Rhule decided to go on to Carolina, and the staff at Sikkim 365, like ours here, has been rolling. All right, tell us about Austin Thomas, Grayson.
Yeah, this is a big hire for Baylor, and I know a lot of people look at these kind of football operations roles, and I think they kind of think that it's just more behind-the-scenes job and maybe not one that directly impacts football, but this is very different, and this is especially different for Baylor. So, I mean, Austin Thomas was at LSU, and then A&M did everything they could to get him to Aggieland away from LSU, and he was there for a little while and did great stuff for them. Obviously, they've been pretty much in the top 10 in recruiting classes since he's been there pretty consistently. So that's kind of really the biggest thing that he has done is that recruiting aspect. And it's from, you know, organization to scouting to just kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff in the recruiting aspect that really makes a huge difference nowadays between being an elite recruiting school and just a good one. So this is a big hire, and obviously he's getting – the GM tag, which definitely means he's going to be more involved with the football program than just the recruiting aspect, kind of like a almost right-hand man, I would think, for Coach Aranda and someone that he's going to rely on a lot.
Do you expect to see maybe different recruiting targets now that it appears Baylor is switching up their offensive philosophy?
I think you're going to see some of the same principles offensively. I think you're still going to see a kind of spread-based team that, you know, wants to be physical, wants to run the football and things like that. So I don't think it's going to change entirely offensively. I do think that their type of recruit is going to be a little bit different. I think you're going to see this staff kind of reach for the sky, you know, sometimes with their recruiting. I think Coach Rhule and them did an amazing job evaluating, and then they developed a lot of guys, but they didn't really always shoot for the stars or whatnot for higher rated guys from maybe outside of the state. I think Coach Aranda and this staff is probably going to do a little bit more of that, and we'll find out if this staff can develop them the same that Rhule was able to.
Yeah, that's the key, because people can get their, you know, obviously the more high level players that people think are high level players you recruit, the better chance that some of them stick, because it just shows the Alabamas, the LSU and Ohio State among Oklahoma who have been winning most of these recruiting battles. And then you have some that don't, that are underperforming. For example, A&M, based on even with the schedule, and then also Texas at times as well. So now, they don't have an offensive coordinator. I've heard some names out there. A couple of them are big, big names. Some of them are former head coaches. Some of them have connections even to this area. They don't have that yet. George Munoz is all but a signed done deal, but not yet confirmed. Sean Bell, tight ends, perhaps. Munoz, if he comes in, will be a passing game coordinator. The good news, obviously, earlier in the week was McGuire. They have Ron Roberts' defense. All these, there's a lot of positions still open. National Signing Day, they're still out in the road. A lot of these guys are recruiting. Grayson, who's next? What's the next name to pop?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so if we're going to count, Dennis Meatball Johnson and George Munoz, I think they count into this. I think that those will become official before any other, hire is announced, I would think. But then again, Austin Thomas is a name that just kind of became official today. So I don't know that I have an exact name for what's next. I do think those confirmations could be sooner rather than later, but we'll see. I do know that it's going to be, especially for guys that are having a direct impact on recruiting at a certain school. A lot of times you don't want to leave that school right before signing day because you kind of leave them high and dry a little bit, especially if guys aren't signed. So I think you're kind of seeing that with the timing on when these names are announced and different things like that. But I got to tell you, you know, they're really being, you know, doing their due process, I think, on these parts, all these moving parts. And I also think that they're trying to plan ahead for the future. So maybe they have a guy lined up for a certain role, but then maybe they're trying to keep that behind the scenes because he's trying to do some work to also maybe bring in a coach to do another role. So I think it's things like that that they're still trying to figure out. But I got to tell you, so far, I think this staff and Coach Aranda are doing a great job building a staff.
Grayson, how fast do they really have to work, though, given where Baylor was, at least where the rule class was, and without the full boat of assistance yet?
Yeah, so obviously you would like to have a full staff right now. That would be ideal, but really, I mean, a big thing happening this weekend is a lot of schools are having official visits this weekend, and you only have 2 weekends left until the final signing day, so it makes a whole lot of sense. And Baylor's not really doing that. Baylor's kind of relying on that last weekend to try to land all the guys that are still left on their radar. So they might use this weekend potentially to bring in, you know, maybe one of those random midweek ones for maybe a grad transfer or transfer, something like that, to try to get them on campus. But they're not going to do a whole lot this weekend because I think they still want to have a full staff to show recruits when they actually come on campus, which will be next weekend instead of this weekend.
All right. Well, we have been all over what was then the story every day about Joey McGuire. You probably averaged about 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 threads a day on Joey McGuire. And as soon as he is signed, sealed, and delivered, next thing you know, you turn around and here comes, okay, who's the offensive coordinator? In the end, based on the fact it was late, in the end, based on Aranda wanting his people, and then keeping Sean Bell, David Wetzel is not one of the 10, but he's still a very important part of it, just like this Thomas kid is. And then obviously securing Joey McGuire. Nothing new on Glenn Thomas, nothing new on Jeff Nixon, and nothing new on Marcus Satterfield. What's going on with those three?
Yeah, nothing really new to report on that. I think there's kind of been various reports out there. I know I read something, you know, suggesting maybe one or two of those guys could be still going to Carolina. I've also heard that, you know, maybe there's a possibility that they stay at Baylor, or at least one or two of them stay at Baylor. So I think that is still very much up in the air. I think, as you know, it's kind of a waiting game for a lot of these positions, and it's kind of a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that they're just not ready to announce yet. And so I think we're going to know more answers to that soon, but what we do know is that those guys are very qualified. So if they're willing to take a role on Aranda's staff in a role that, you know, Coach Aranda would want them to take, then I think they could still have a spot here in Waco. If not, then I would bet that Coach Rule probably has a spot in mind for them in Carolina.
All right, recruiting-wise, National Signing Day is a week from Wednesday. I know they got the commitment early in the week to Flip, who was committed to Michigan, the big offensive lineman from the East Coast. Anyone visiting this weekend, and will it be all or nothing, push all your chips in the middle next weekend when Aranda has a chance to kind of get to know where people are and have a chance to maybe corral enough people to come visit? And how dangerous is that? Really not much choice with only just a few days after that National Signing Day.
Yeah, so from what I've been able to gather and hear, this weekend is going to be empty. I have not heard any names that are coming this weekend. I've kind of heard that it's pretty much all targeted towards that last weekend, and you get the final, you know, pitch to a recruit, which is awesome. But you also miss on guys that maybe don't have availability that last weekend, and you're going to have to push them to change their plans potentially. So it is dangerous to hold it all off for the last weekend. But I'll also say that, you know, if you're trying to flip a guy from another school, or you're trying to land a guy that has many options, and you don't have a full staff to show them when they're on campus, an opportunity to meet their position coach, an opportunity to start developing a real relationship, especially for some guys that haven't been to Waco or to Baylor before, then I think you have to wait till the last weekend. I think that's what Coach Aranda is kind of planning on and what they're gearing up towards. And I anticipate that last weekend is going to be absolutely wild, and probably even more wild than these last 2 weeks have been covering, you know, the Baylor coaching change and then the coaching searches for various positions.
Okay. Paul, anything?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Grayson. Appreciate it. Keep up the work, you and the guys, Colt, Craig, and many others, Brian, Ashley, and Grayson Grundhaper, Sikkim365.com.